painting.
Good morning.
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 Good morning. Good morning.
From
good
Channel
morning.
3, it's Scott.
Haley.
See, I did a quiet.
From Channel 3, it's Scott.
Much better. Nice.
Much, much, much better.
Nice. Yes, yes.
Well, the gang's all here now.
Yay!
From Vacation
gang
City.
Gang is all here.
Yeah. So congratulations to Kara Sumlin.
Yeah.
I know. Isn't that wonderful news?
Wild.
Yep.
So last year, Scott Haney was inducted into the Connecticut Broadcasters Association Hall of Fame.
Okay. Well deserved.
Yeah. Live on the air this week, Scott.
I still cannot believe Kara did not know.
No?
She really didn't know.
She had no idea.
Nice.
Phil has the audio. Here it is.
Secrets,
Scott breaking the news.
For me? Are you holding back any secrets? Do you know something that I don't know?
About this show?
About your life.
About my life?
About something that's going to happen to you.
No.
Well, congratulations then.
What?
You've been inducted into the Connecticut Broadcasters Association's Hall of Fame.
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
It's Stop a special- it!
Congratulations!
Yeah. When do you know and I don't know?
Because
what?
I'm the secret holder.
What?
Yes.
What happened?
That would hurt.
Some of the broadcasters who have demonstrated long and distinguished service to the industry and the people of Connecticut. It's nice.
Is that why Andrea is here taking
Yes,
pictures?
Exactly.
What? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
October will be the induction ceremony. And, of course,
I'm going to be inducted?
You're going to be inducted, and we're all going to be
You were inducted, were you?
I know, last year.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got some company.
We can be in the Hall of Fame together?
Yes.
That'd actually be funny if you went into the Hall of Fame right. and then behind, like, a glass
right.
box.
Right. And hey, you stayed there.
Hey, Scott, how you doing? Wow. Right. Kara.
Oh, nice look at that.
Hey, Kara. How you doing?
It looks so real.
You got hungry. Why are they trying to escape?
See, you know, as I thought, you know, because Channel 8, you know, where Dennis works.
Yeah.
I thought that they had announced to their people who had won or were being inducted, wow. like Joe Fury, Ann Nyberg, Claren de Palma.
Right.
Claren is from your station.
Yeah.
He is not anymore.
No.
He works for Nextstar.
Right, but originally.
Okay.
Originally, he's from our station,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I figured Dennis would have the list of people on it, and Kara would have been on it. So I'm thinking, absolutely had to tell Kara.
Oh, gotcha.
And he didn't know. I don't know how he didn't know, because he breaks everything.
Right, breaking news.
This
right.
just in.
He's like, news.
I have to be the one to tell you this.
Holding a hairbrush.
Yeah.
This just in. Honey, what
yes.
are you doing?
Yeah. And he didn't tell her. He didn't know, and I got to be the one with the breaking news.
That's
so
pretty
it was,
cool.
It was a lot of fun. It was really cool.
That's a smart way to do it.
It
too, live on
you.
The show.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really. It was incredible. I was just so happy she got in. I'm so proud of her. She is so deserving of this award.
She really is.
Yeah.
How long has she been doing television?
25 years here at Channel 3.
Whoa.
Yeah, that just happened, too, at anniversary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
25, yeah, it just happened. Yeah. Back in July, we did a big thing for her. Some of the other, Juan Castillo? He's with WYBC, Claren de Palma, Ray Dunaway. I can't believe I made it in before Ray Dunaway did. Joe Fury, Danny Lyons, he works at WLA. I don't know Weeby. Where he works now.
Weeby. He's done the whole book.
Weeby 108.
Right.
Weeby.
Yeah.
Ann Nyberg, Kara Sumlin. So just a couple of. And we got nominated for Best Show, Great Day at 9A. So
nice.
I'm excited about that.
Yay.
Yeah. Yay, Becky.
Nice.
So, we're happy about that. So, we got, a couple of good nominations there.
You could keep reading down the list if you'd like.
Yeah.
Is there more?
Did you forget anybody?
Did I forget anybody?
Yeah, we were nominated for Best Morning Show.
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't get that. Hang on a minute.
Look under your thumb.
That's all right. We won't win.
Yeah.
We were nominated last year. We're not really. They don't really give us things.
No.
We break them.
No.
Yeah. Actually, paid them part here.
But you know what? I had the honor of inducting you. Did I do it? Yes, I did.
No. Dana did it.
What did I do?
Dana did it.
Oh, I did, but like I said something about you, right? Oh. When I won the service award or whatever, I referenced you.
Right.
You did. It was very nice.
That's right.
Yeah, best morning show, Chaz and AJ, WPLR-FM.
Yes.
I'm sure now you find it.
So, we're more of the
never
show.
Never know. You might win.
We won't.
Right.
But we're more of the show that makes fun of people who win awards.
Right.
So. Exactly.
Not you.
No, you can.
And you make fun of me, and I love it.
Yeah, we'll
No. So earlier we were talking about, did you see that Foreigner volunteered to be Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's
wedding band?
No, I don't know anything about this.
Yeah. You know Foreigner, the band, right?
Yeah.
They volunteered to be the wedding band.
Right.
Do they like Foreigner?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like who?
That would be a good question.
I think there was some mashups between some of the stuff that she came out with.
Yeah.
And Foreigner. And
it's going to take a little time to think things over.
It's a musical.
There's a mountain I must climb.
Well, I hope he's not singing You're as Cold as Ice.
Right.
Right, you can't do that one.
Double vision.
Can't do that one.
Can you do Hot Blooded? I guess you can.
You can. You're the married.
Yeah, a little racy, but you know.
A little bit. Yeah, but they're married, so.
Can't do Dirty White Boy?
No, you can't.
Not
anymore, no. Head Games?
Head Games.
Yeah. That might be appropriate.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of songs you wouldn't be able to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, so good luck.
This one.
Right. There'd be an 18-minute version of this.
I want you to show.
Oh my God! This song reminds me of working in Pathmark, and Rich was in the courtesy booth, and I knew Rich was gay, but I couldn't be gay then. I used to sit on the register and stare at Rich behind the couresy desk. Wow. It was unbelievable.
Like an 80s video.
That was playing through his head.
That's an 80s video.
I want to know what love is.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh my God! It was so awesome.
Rich.
Yeah. Need a moment? It does seem like a Snickers commercial, yeah.
Exactly.
Or a scene from an 80s coming of age movie.
But it was so weird, though, because this was sad, because 80s, you know, we had the AIDS epidemic going on, and like people would wipe down the phones after he left. It was just so sad.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Because nobody knew what was causing, you know what I mean?
Yeah. It was early in, it was like COVID.
The paranoia.
Yep.
Yeah, it was the paranoia. Yeah. It was just, I remember how disturbing that was. And I was like, I felt so bad for him. And I was like, I'm not coming out ever.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you never flirted with him?
No.
Wow.
Did you stay away from him? Because you thought like, if I go near him, he's going to figure it out.
He's gonna make me gay.
Right.
Oh, make you gay.
Right.
Oh, I thought like because you guys have very good gaydar.
Right.
Gaydar.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he knew. You know. It's like.
Oh, really?
You know,
right.
Yeah. Here, absolutely.
Help me with my package.
Yeah.
All right. Scott Haney on the show. It's Scott. Haney.
Good heavens, Haney.
All right. We were talking off the air. I don't know if we could talk on the air about this. But
what is it?
Do you have some pain in your ass?
You know what? I got a pita.
What's that?
Pain in the ass.
Oh, yeah.
Pita. Yeah.
I don't know how it happened either. I literally have a pita. I was on vacation, and I'm like, what is that faint pain in my hip area? I'm like, By Saturday, at the end of the vacation, couldn't walk. I had to almost miss activities because I was like, I can't walk. And Jack was screaming at me because we went to tea, which is basically a big gay cocktail party.
Right.
And there were thousands of people. And it was like shoulder to shoulder. and I couldn't move. And he was like, how are we going to get out of here? I'm like, I don't know. Stop yelling at me.
He said,
who shall lead us?
I was like, we will make it happen. And it took me 45 minutes to walk about 50 yards.
Oh man.
It was bad. Wow. Anybody out there with sciatica knows what I'm talking about.
So it is sciatica?
Sciatica.
Yeah, I think that's what they diagnosed it as. So I'm still limping around, but I'm doing better than I was, that's for sure.
All right. You know my wife Jennifer's a nurse.
Oh, yeah.
She knows all about this, by the way. She's on the phone.
Yay!
May I conference her in?
Oh, good. Yeah, please.
Okay. Hi, hon.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Morning. Hey, morning.
Good morning.
Oh,
good.
Morning.
Good morning.
So timid.
Okay. Now in rehearsal. Yes.
Oh, my God. I so empathize. I've been treated for sciatica. It's absolutely devastating.
It is. It's, Jen, it's devastating. It's like it'll ruin your life. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had to log roll out of bed. I mean, I was just, you know, one thing that really helped me, though, I don't know if you've tried this. I mean, I'm hoping that you're in physical therapy. That was a game changer for me.
You got to send me some physical therapist recommendations.
Absolutely. I'll find names for you. But the have you tried a TENS unit?
Ooh. Oh, the TENS.
Right.
TENS.
I've tried the Barbie unit, and that was a camper.
The Corbett's cool, too.
We saw what you did there.
So it's something that you can actually order online, and you place these little stickers. Now, if you have any hair in said region of pain, you would have to trim said hair off. And then you
Jen, I'm a gay man. Do you think I have hair on my body?
He's smooth as silk. He's smooth as a baby.
He looks
bottom.
Like a 12-year-old boy.
Right. Smooth as a baby's bottom. Yes. Good heavens.
And then you attach these electrodes to your back. You can program the strength of the TENS unit, and it actually gives electric pulses to this area. And I'm telling you, it was a game changer. It really relieved my pain to the point that I was actually able to sleep through the night.
Those things are cool.
That sounds great. And how do you spell it, Jen? Is it K-E-N-Z? TENS?
No, T is in Tim. T-E-N-S is in Sam.
TENS.
Oh, TENS. Yeah, like a perfect,
TENS
like
unit.
A Bo Derek.
Yeah, no, you
right.
You heard TENS.
Yeah. That actually sounds like a fun thing to do to Vince.
Yeah.
We'll put the machine, we'll
crank
those,
it up.
Those sticky things at certain places.
Yeah.
Pink, Let me tell you, Chaz, if I still have this on November 13th, I'm bringing it in the box with me.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing the box November 13th. We haven't announced. Well, we announced it. I mean, it was all over the thing last year.
Oh, sorry.
You're going to need somebody to put the sticky part on, too. So. That'll be Chaz.
That's for Dom Fig.
Am I going to be on the box as well?
Yes, you are.
You're going to be putting the stickers on my hairless back.
That's hot.
It's like a dog, a hairless back.
So do you shave yourself?
I wax.
You wax.
Wow.
You wax yourself?
I don't wax myself. I go to a Russian in New York City.
That's impossible to do.
How often do you go for a waxing?
Every 3 months.
And they wax
everything?
From the waist up, not the boys.
Okay. Yeah. So everything down there you handle?
Not the turkey leg, no.
Yes, I take care of everything else myself.
Wait,
leg.
What did you call it?
The turkey leg.
Oh, brother.
This is
a Hall of Fame broadcaster.
Yeah, okay.
We're talking.
Yeah, this is the one they're going to play on October 7th.
Yeah.
It shows he works with the idiots.
Do you have hair on your bottom?
Hey, pardon?
On my bum?
On your bottom, yeah.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Oh. Like a car wash.
Nobody sees it.
Right.
Is it a lot or like
get
a
off the phone?
I'm an Irish fair boy.
Inquiring
minds. Anybody else pushing the end of a car wash right now?
Yeah.
Thank God Dana is no longer the GM.
I know.
But she's now the head of everything, so she can still fire me.
She's on the top of the pyramid, right?
She's really almost at the top of the pyramid.
The apex, yes.
What's her official title? This is your former... First, she was news director, then general manager, and then...
Now,
like,
I think she's senior vice president.
Yeah.
Soon owner.
Senior vice president.
Yes. Soon owner.
Yes.
What is she, Beck? What's Dana's title? Senior vice president? executive.
Grand Exalt the Ruler.
Yeah. She's important.
Yeah.
Grand Poobah.
She's very important.
That's what it should say under her name.
Grand Poobah.
Dana.
Regional important. Senior Vice President, something. She's just wonderful.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm going to let my wife off the phone.
Senior Managing Vice President. Thank you, Beck.
Senior Managing Vice
absolutely.
President.
That
sounds
Holy
impressive,
cow.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, that's that.
What'd you say,
Jen? Jen?
I'm going to send Ten's unit recommendations to Chaz, and he'll text them to you, Scott.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate that.
All right. It's thanks, really hon. Love you.
Okay. Okay. Right. Love you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you, Jen. Dinner soon. Dinner soon.
Yes. Love it. All right. Have a great weekend. Oh, we should ask you about the weather.
Yeah.
Oh, that.
Oh, yeah. Tomorrow, bad.
Okay, thank you. Yeah. We're going to play a new game, and we need your help on this one. And everybody has one of these stories. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR. You know when someone tells you something, you say, wow.
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 Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
This next game's called Make Us Say Wow.
Do
so
it.
You call in, and you tell us a story. We'll give you like a minute or so.
Yeah.
Make us say wow, and we'll put you in the running for Papa Roach tickets.
Nice.
203-882-9757. We're going to try to stay away from diseases.
Yeah.
And abuse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. We have one already. This is great.
Nice.
Wow. AJ and Shelton.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey. Good, thank good. You.
So wait, I'm sorry. I'm driving to my first property. What was an interesting story about me?
Yeah, your go-to story.
Yeah, yeah, it should be so interesting. We say wow.
Exactly. Yes.
Oh. Well, it's not that interesting. I just I was gonna say I found out recently that I'm related to Eric and Red, the Viking guy. But I thought that was cool. But it's not really a wow thing. So,
it's a mini.
You didn't sell that very well.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
You were defeated already.
Wow. I think you got a wow.
Yeah.
How many wows do you have to get to?
At least three.
You got to get three. All right. There's five of us.
You got to get the majority.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There's five of us here. Yeah. If you get three, you get in the running for Papa Roach. Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's more of a whoa.
Gotcha. Yeah.
All right. Well, there's the baseline. You know, if you're the only one who calls, then you win the tickets.
Nice. By default.
Oh, sweet. Nobody call. Nobody call.
Right. All right. Thank you, AJ and Shelton.
Right, have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. What would be a good example? I got a story here. A person rescued from an elevator after a truck takes down a power line. Mm-hmm. That's a wow, right?
Did the guy survive?
Hey, man, we better lower this bar. You're not going to get any calls.
Whoa.
That's wow.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. That's wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. Like, wowie, wow. 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 Like, unbelievable. Wow. Wow.
Wow. Ed in East Haven.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
About 10 years ago, you remember the guy, the idiot who stole the boat from Diamond Auto?
I have
and he
some
was driving up 95 in Brantford on a high speed chase with the cops.
Yeah. Well, it was on the trail. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was on the phone with the troopers and we almost got taken out by the boat.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Wait, did we get three wows?
Yeah,
I think Dom was a wow.
Yeah.
Dom was a wow?
Yeah, it was wow.
It was a wow, but
I
does it count?
Wow. I meant wow.
You meant wow.
Meant wow, yeah. We didn't spell it for him.
My spelling just isn't good. Bridgeport Public Schools.
Hey, while I got you guys on the phone, I want to say happy birthday to Bruin. It's his fourth birthday today.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Big old four.
All right, the big four.
Wow, yeah. Four.
The big point four.
Was that a wow? Did you get, was that another wow?
Mm. Is that another wow? Wow, we got a wow.
That's fucking two wins? Wows?
All right.
Wait, does that mean I don't have to buy my way?
Goodbye, Ed.
Stop it.
You lost a wow on that one.
Yeah.
Corey and Milford.
I'll be a wow hog.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good,
good, thanks.
Good.
So I got a—I don't know if it's an exact wow story, but it's a pretty good story.
This is not how you start.
No, you're not selling it.
It's the best story ever.
Say, I got a wow story for you.
Amazing story. Confidence.
This is the best one you've ever heard.
Okay,
good start. Yes,
very good.
In a previous life, I was a big drug addict, alcoholic. I did years in prison, and the last time I had to go,
hold it. That was a wow.
That in itself was the wow.
That's a wow.
Wow.
You were a drug addict in prison.
We're doing good.
You're in prison.
Prison.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know if I've done about maybe 11 years confinement. Throughout the years I was a drug abuser and alcoholic.
Wow.
Wow.
Were you in for drugs or for assault or robbery?
Never for assault. It was basically petty crime stuff due to drugs, maybe, burglaries, things like that. Never violent, nothing like that.
Okay. Yeah, but you lived in prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, I lived in prison. Well, I've been in prison.
Wow. Yeah, cellmate and everything.
Yeah. I would never want to experience that feeling.
No.
You hear the bars close behind you?
Oh, no. Yeah. Don't drop the soap.
Not with this ass.
Yeah. He's behind me. Still
and those feet. They'll be all over you.
They'll
be like, come here.
Get off me.
Look how pretty his feet is.
Yep.
All right. Sorry, Corey. Go ahead. Make us say wow.
No. So the redemption part of the story is the last time I had to go away, I met a group. They come into the prisons. They also go to convalescent homes, cancer centers, places like that. It's called Project Music Heals Us. Now, this is right up your alley because you guys are in the music business. So if you haven't heard of them, you guys should look them up and see if you can get them on your show. They're amazing. But they go to the prisons. They bring classical music into the prisons, into places where the music can't get to. So they played for people that were dying of COVID. They were playing instruments in the rooms as the people were taking their last breath. Molly Carr and Angie Janis started the nonprofit, and they're amazing. So quick story out of this.
We're on long.
A long story. So I was able to compose a piece of music, and through that, I got out of prison, turned my life around. I own a company now. I'm doing very well for myself.
Awesome.
But here's the wow factor. I was put into a music documentary called The Sound of Us, directed by Chris Giro. So they came out, interviewed me. They recorded my song and produced a song that's in the movie, and I have a copy of the song. And the other wow factor is they're coming back a different organization is coming for an interview today to put me in another music documentary because of Project Music Heals Us.
Cool. All right, everybody. 3, 2, 1. Wow.
That's all right.
It's impressive.
Go, if you get a chance, look them up. Project Music Heals Us. They're amazing.
All right. Thank you. Awesome job. Thank you, man. Yeah. Be proud of yourself.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Bravissimo. Really. Bravissimo.
Yay. Arthur Bookwriter.
Hey, I got a name for this game. Instead of saying make a say wow.
Yeah.
Let's make a wow.
Yeah, I can.
I can tell.
No.
You're not wowed.
That didn't get a wow.
No. That did not at all.
I tried to be supportive.
That literally
did not
took
get a wow.
I tried to be supportive.
Right. Yeah. This is going to be something special, and you're going to say, I was here for the first one. It was a disaster.
Yep. And we were all worked up to hear what this was going to be, and boom.
Mark and Stratford.
That is Shut Up Dom.
Dom was just leaving.
Wow.
Hello. There was this, when I was younger, we used to go bridge jumping.
Bridge jumping.
Okay.
Which bridge?
There was this bridge in Sandy Hook, metal grate bridge. I think it was over Lake Lolanola.
I've jumped over it. Housatonic is one, and then the lake you just said I can't pronounce. That's going from Newtown into Bridgewater.
Sandy Hook. Right, yeah, that's the bridge. We used to climb to the top of it. Climb up at
the top.
That's a high bridge.
That was dangerous enough. Then when I got to the middle of it, I jumped off it and I hit the water so hard it actually sucked the sneakers off my feet.
Wow!
That's awesome.
Those sneakers wanted to leave.
Yeah.
They're like, I'm attached to an idiot.
Right?
That is a high bridge.
I'm out of here. Yes,
you have a long time to think. All right. That is a wow, man.
Yeah.
That's a wow.
Good thing you didn't land on a boat. I drive my boat up there a lot.
No, we had the, because I did this one day on the Sandy Hook Bridge. We were jumping off, and the people who were going up on top, we had to signal them that no boats were coming.
Right.
Because it had happened a few years earlier. Someone jumped and just right through a boat.
Oh, wow. Man.
Oh, yeah.
At least that's the story we heard.
Yeah,
I don't know if that's true.
On top of that bridge, and a truck would go over it, and the bridge would actually shake.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah. And you couldn't, like, jump off the bridge and then hold your breath because you'd be out of breath before you hit the water.
That's how long. Screw that noise.
Yeah.
I'm good.
All right. That's a wow. I didn't hear a wow out of Ruth. I don't think she's impressed.
Yeah. I heard one.
I screamed.
Yeah.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Right when the shoes came off.
I thought it was Tom.
All right. We're playing Make Us Say Wow. Try not to be depressing,
yes.
But make us say wow, 203-882-9757. You get in the running to see Papa Roach and Rise Against. What's your name in Maryland?
Ovidio.
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 All right, how you guys doing?
Hey.
Good, thank you.
Good.
I really don't have a wow factor story.
All right.
Come on.
Sherry in New Haven.
So my dad was a ceramic tile setter, and he worked in New York City quite often. He was in a building. He was working on a sauna, tiling it. And a gentleman came in and said he wanted all the power turned back on. My dad said, that's going to make it too hot in here. You can't do that. He said, I want it impressive when I bring my customers in. He said, and my dad told the guy, over my dead body. And the man said, that can be arranged. And the gentleman he was talking to was Donald Trump.
Oh,
wow.
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 Wow. Wow.
That's a good one.
I'll take you out.
Wow.
That's huge. I will take you out. Unbelievably, like, worse than anyone's ever been taken out before. I'm telling you right now.
They're eating the cats.
They're eating the cats.
They're eating the dogs
in the sauna.
Bing, bing, bong, bong, bing, bing, bong.
That's awesome.
That's a wow, Sherry.
That's a wow.
That's a wow. Yeah. We're playing Make Us Say Wow. Lynn in Weathersfield.
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Hello.
So I have a make you say wow kind of a sports story. My youngest son is a baseball player. He's in college now. But about 7 years ago, we were at a weekend tournament in the Sportsplex in North Brantford. I don't know if anybody's familiar, but there's a bunch of baseball fields, and they're all close together.
Yes.
So the backfields are 1-2-3, and 1-2-3 backed up right on each other. A kid is at bat on my son's team, and a kid from another field hits a foul ball, and it goes over the fence divider into our field and into the umpire's extra ball pocket. Which is a one in a million thing, and it was on SportsCenter that weekend.
Oh, wow. Three, two, one.
Wow.
All four.
And I figured it's something different. I can't top the guy who got his life turned around, but I can make you say wow with true story.
You're in the running.
Yeah, the umpire's an
that
out.
Was,
good one.
That was a five wower.
Right? Yeah.
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 The umpire's
thank
out.
You. Thank you.
Thank you,
good
Lynn.
Good news in the morning on a Friday, guys. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great weekend, Lynn.
Coffee?
Wow, what a great story.
That was good.
Yeah. That, is
wow.
That is a wow.
That is a wow.
Easily.
Yeah. Right.
Yep. You made it onto SportsCenter.
Right.
I mean,
ball in the side awesome. Pocket.
The umpire said, ow.
Ow.
Ball four.
Ball.
Yeah, ball four.
That's five wows and an ow.
Yeah.
Vanessa in Torrington.
Hi.
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 Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to beat that one, but I'll try.
You're not off to a good start.
Yeah, you gotta sell yourself.
Have confidence.
I got the best story ever.
Yes.
Listen to this.
Yeah. But,
there was this woman. It is a little sad at first. There's this woman that got Lyme disease back, and she was fighting it for like 15 years. She was like bedridden and all of that. And she goes to California, gets attacked by a whole swarm of bees, and that was the only thing that cured the Lyme disease and literally, like, cured her entire body to this day.
Wow.
That is a wow.
That's cool.
Wow, so bees do it, huh? Wow.
I guess so.
Jeez. That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Right.
There's no phone subject.
No.
Unless we did, like, miracle medical cures or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, these are the stories that we're trying to flush out in this phone subject. There's those stories you would never hear. The ball in the pocket, the guy turned his life around.
Bees get rid of
cured Lyme disease.
That's amazing.
Now, listen, if you have Lyme disease, don't go messing around.
Right. Stick your face in a beehive.
They put
don't go put a bee's nest on your head.
They put the bee in the Lyme disease.
Mix it all together.
All right, Vanessa, thank you. Did she get three? I know she got two.
Right, she got you and me.
Yeah.
And me.
Oh, okay.
That's right. That's three.
That's three.
Three. Yeah. You got three.
That's three.
You're in the running.
Man.
Thank you.
Welcome. Buzz, buzz.
Buzz, 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 buzz. Sorry. We're done now.
Okay. He got the stink eye.
I just wanted to let it play out. I wasn't sure what was happening.
Just so you know, the coffee's really strong today.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, is that what the buzz buzz is?
Yeah. Yes, we're all buzzed right now.
All right, make us say wow. AJ and Shelton.
Hey, I think I know how this works now. Back when I was 18, back in around 2007, I was incarcerated in Uncasville in Corrigan. And I had a cellmate who was doing 155 years.
Wow.
And,
wow.
And, yeah, and I was unsentenced. And you're not supposed to have a sentence and unsentenced and a sentenced guy together in a cell. And, yeah, he, I guess in 81, he got out of prison and went to go surprise his wife. And then he, looked through the window and saw that they had a baby and got a tire iron and killed everybody in the house and the dog.
Oh.
Oh. And that was my cellmate for 4 months.
Wow.
But, yeah, he was a really strange guy, and he's still there, obviously, today. So, Dick, if you're listening, hey.
Cute story.
Yeah.
And the dog. Oz and Wiles, dang.
Yeah, make sure you first part, wow. Second part. Oh.
Yeah. Pretty terrible.
Yes, it was.
No, very. Not pretty.
Yeah. Extremely.
Not,
yeah.
That's not kind of terrible. Right. That's terrible.
Like the epitome of terrible.
How many people did he kill?
He killed the woman, the guy, the baby, and the family dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's awful.
And the dog.
And the dog.
And the dog. Yeah. And we honestly used to joke with him because he got 150 for the three people he killed in the 5 years for the dog. And like everybody used to say, man, if you didn't kill the dog, you would have got away with it. You would have still walked out. But I don't know. Really dark, really crazy. But, yeah, I had to live with that guy for 4 months. And it also, in Corrigan, it's a tiny, tiny cell. It's like a... like a 6x9 and I was a top bunk, and like, you know, sometimes you talk to the guy and all of a sudden he would just space out and just not talk and just stare at the wall and kind of go,
oh my god, now you're looking around. That's like crazy. Does he have anything?
They have a little button near the door where you can ring to the CO at the bubble down the bottom, and I remember like a few times like looking at that button thinking, should I jump down and hit this? Am I the next one? Like, you know,
you'll never make it to the button.
He has nothing to lose. Nothing.
Yeah.
He can just keep murdering people in his cell.
Yeah, he can.
And eventually he'll get a private room.
He will?
Yeah, he will. Yeah. I think I would have rather had him on
top. He was a rug.
He was looking at you like, ticket to private room. Yeah. All I got to do is kill this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You must have been the most polite you've ever been in your life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I got my manners real quick right there.
That's right. That's right.
Sir, don't worry about that urine on the floor. I'll get that.
I'll clean that up for you.
I'll clean your drawers. It's fine.
Can I feed you here? Right, let me cut your steak for you.
My words are a little soiled.
Have my food, yes.
All right, AJ. You got your wows on that one.
Man. Damn, brother.
Holy crap.
All right, guys. Have a good one, guys.
All right, you too. Eric in Bristol. Make us say wow.
Yeah, I mean, it happened 9 years ago. I found my daughter, 3 years old, going into the Waterbury shelter. Long fight with DCF, got custody. Finally doing good in my life, you know, good job, saving up money. She's doing good in school. Spend $5,000 on a truck to find out that the frame broke in half.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's about to go up behind you? I will admit I was distracted.
Yeah.
It's a loader. I'm a traffic control.
Okay,
person.
Cool.
Oh,
I was afraid for you.
Yeah. Okay. You threw a lot in there.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Just to your daughter going from, like, what you so
you found her? Is that what you said?
So she was with her mother going into a shelter?
With the kid. Mom took off with the kid. And I was going to a keg party in Waterbury. And just happened to go by the Waterbury shelter and saw her walking in at 3 years old.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is wow. That's wow.
With DCF.
Wow.
That's wow.
That's wow.
That's wow.
That's wow. That's wow.
Yeah.
And you turned it all around.
You did.
Yeah. Well, you know, this truck thing now.
Yeah, I get this truck,
She's 12. She's in school doing great, you know.
Right.
Smart kid. Very musical.
It would have been interesting is if you were hit by that loader while you were on the call. That would have been a wow as well.
That would have been a second wow. Yeah.
Like, wow, you okay?
Yeah. It's a double wow.
That's my job. I got to predict what they do. Yeah. I got to predict what they do.
That's right.
You're doing good. Good.
All right. Eric, you're in the running. Yeah, thank
man.
You.
Keep doing well, man.
Yeah. Good job for you,
appreciate
man.
It.
And look out for the machine.
Appreciate it.
That's great. I'm really blown away by these stories.
Somebody
really something else.
I was like, nobody else hears that noise behind him?
Yeah.
I couldn't concentrate. What's going on?
That was funny. Is he was so into the story.
Yeah.
He was like, all right, we're just going to keep going.
Right, and you might want to look out the rearview mirror.
Right. Look behind you.
Joe from Long Island Aquarium.
Hey, yeah, we were about 13 years old. Me and my friend were riding our Schwinn 10 speeds. You know, we had the handlebars turned up.
The Continentals,
we're cruising along. My friend's barefoot. He stands up to speed up. His foot slides off, slides into the front spokes, and when the wheel spins around, his foot hits the fork. And I'm looking over, and he's doing a full flip next to me because he just stopped dead. Back wheel came up over his head, and I'm watching it in slow motion like a movie. And then when he hit the ground, it went into, like, real-time speed and just this tremendous crash. And he was fine. I mean, the bike was shot. His foot was fine, and we just walked home.
His toes were doing like gang signs.
They were pointing north.
Sound like you put a card in the spokes?
Like a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah. Just see his toenail in the spokes.
Is this yours?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Oh, I said wow.
You got a wow.
Yeah.
I got one. I'll take it.
All right. Anyone else
still
saying wow on that one?
Memory from our youth. So.
Everybody's still cringing.
I'm more cringing.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, ooh.
I'm trying to get the hair on the back of my neck back down.
All right. Yeah. All right. Make us say wow, Donna in Guilford.
Hi. Good morning, guys. How are you?
Morning.
Good. Mouthpiece, please.
Yes.
So my, about 30, 35 years ago.
Where's the mouthpiece on your phone?
Your mouth.
Oh, she hung up.
Whoops, hello.
Dang it.
No.
Donna. Yeah.
Call back.
Donna!
Good heavens, the phone got her.
Sorry, Donna.
Yeah.
I just wanted to hear the story clearly.
Yeah.
Right.
Try again.
Tony in Trumbull.
Good morning.
Going back at you. Yes.
So just over a year ago, I left a job I loved so much because a toxic, very toxic boss took over.
Yeah.
And maybe a week later, a sinkhole opened up and almost swallowed the whole building.
Oh.
2 weeks ago, my husband got remarried. I ordered a cake from my favorite bakery, but didn't get it because the bakery's next door business had a fire the night before, and his cake was destroyed.
Okay, which one do you want us to go with and judge here?
You have a voodoo doll?
Don't make her angry.
Yeah.
The lights are flickering.
I'm going to say wow so you don't get me next.
Yeah. That's right, me too. Wow.
Yeah, wow. Wow.
There you go, three wows.
Yeah. Give up. Wow. Done.
Don't mess with Tony.
You, also, like, you feel like the building shake?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
now, I thought the cake was cool because that's just been my bakery, my family bakery forever and ever. And when my kids came back from the wedding and said, Mommy, they serve cheesecake because Del Pret.
Oh, Del Pret. Del Pret, best Italian pastry.
Oh,
ever.
I love cheesecake.
Period.
I'm celebrating. Like, Pat loves dog.
All right. AJ missed the story because he's doing all the jokes, but. We got it.
Yes.
So your husband gets your ex gets remarried.
Your wife
doesn't get a wedding cake.
Yes.
No, so sad. Too bad.
You sound broken up about it.
Yeah, you really do.
Try and cheer up.
It was rough.
All right.
It was rough.
Thank you, Tony.
Take care, guys.
Right. You do that.
Donna in Guilford is back. Hi, Donna.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. So my story, about 30, 35 years ago, I was at work and we were on break and reading the newspaper, and there was a story about a horse farm in Milford that the horses got loose. It was Christmas time and got up on the highway on the Merritt. I don't know if you guys remember that story.
I remember this story.
Yes, it was sad. One of the horses had died, and the person had died, and I had made the comment about...
Horses hit by a car.
Died. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Horse died, person in the car died.
Oh.
Yeah, like hitting a moose. Yep. So
fast forward, I moved to Connecticut from Colorado, and I was riding at a barn and purchased my first horse, and the guy I purchased it from was telling me the story about the horses that, you know, it was his barn. And I'm like, oh, my God, what are the odds? You know, 10, 15 years later, here I am buying a horse from this guy that I read the article about in Colorado. So I bought my horse, went home. I called my best friend who lived in Fairfield, and I started telling her the story. And she informed me it was her uncle that died. He had a heart attack, I guess, when the horse hit the windshield.
Wow.
That's wow. That's a lot of connections.
Wow. Bizarre at the same time, yeah.
What are the odds? Like, here I am 1,000 miles plus away,
right,
and boom, 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 I'll bought the horse from the farm, and then later find out my best friend's uncle was the one.
It's like fate brought you together.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
What'd you name the horse?
Sad wow.
I still have my horse. Her name is Nashville.
Nashville.
That's cool. A cool name.
Yeah,
that's what she came with, and she is standing here staring at me. She's 31 years old now.
Wow. What kind of horse?
She's a quarter horse.
Love quarter horses.
I had a bucket of quarter horses.
They don't scare easily.
No?
They don't scare easily.
Yeah.
No. Mylar balloons, that's her big scare.
Oh, mine too. Mine too. I see that I freak out. I run to the highway. Yep.
I have a sawhorse.
Great story, sad, but... Wow.
That's wow.
Definitely wow.
Glad you called back. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, guys.
You too.
All right. Make us say wow.
Wow.
Robin in Bristol.
Hey, guys. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
How
are you? I actually have two. I have the one from when I was a kid and I had did a somersault and split my head open in Jute City. Or I have the one where at 49 years old, I robbed the bank.
I'm going to go with the bank robber, too. Let's go with the bank robber.
Go with that one. Yeah.
So I was 49 years old. I'm 56 right now. So I was with my ex at the time. And, you know, we were happy to be doing drugs at the time. And then my life has changed around now. But we were a little manic and we were just trying to get some money in that. So we had drove around the, you know, the area and that. And then ended up robbing a bank. And then we got.
I want to know what mind state were you in, and who said, you know, we should rob a bank? Whose idea was it?
I don't really remember, but I mean, it was just when you're down and you look like that, it was just, I mean, we had just lost our jobs. So we had, you know, went to my sister's out that way and. But we had really good jobs, but we lost our jobs, and there's just everything.
I get that. Yeah. No, I'm just wondering, who had the idea? And then did you put a plan together?
Yeah.
Was there?
No. So we just went around.
It's not like here's the exits, entrance cameras,
spur of the moment,
road near a highway, getaway car. None of this.
It's right there on the main drag, right there in Willimantic, right there in the center of town. It was a you know, one of the main banks there, and then we tried to get out of town and.
Wait. So did someone wait in the car or did you both go in?
I did. I waited in the car.
So you were the driver?
Wait in the car.
Yeah.
Nice.
At least they had a car.
Okay. You were the driver. You pull up. He gets out, goes in. Did he have a gun?
Nope.
Handwritten or did you piece?
I think when inside, you just write on like a piece of paper, I guess. So.
Oh, like on a bank slip.
Yeah, he wrote have a gum.
So he wrote it when he went in.
Wow. He also stole their paper.
That's probably. And the pen.
The pen was attached.
His pen is mine.
He broke that chain.
Okay. When we're leaving and I go to.
Okay, hold it. Slowly.
Wait. Slow roll.
So he comes out and he has money.
Yeah, but it's like in his hat.
So they just hand him some money? They didn't put it in a bag?
Yep. Nope.
They just handed him money.
Here's some money. Yep. How much?
Yep. It ended up only being a little under $400.
Oh,
that's not a lot.
Yeah, not a good haul there.
Yeah.
Not a good haul.
They just opened up, and that's all she had in her till because somebody had just made a huge
withdrawal.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, another bank robber for her.
Yeah.
He had a bigger hat.
The bank robber right before you. Yeah,
he had a
top. Emptied my drawer.
He had a top hat.
Sooner. He had a top hat. I'm sorry. He filled it.
Here, have a hot dum dum pop.
Oh, my
like
God.
Abe Lincoln.
I'm leaving town, and I go over the Frog Bridge, and they're coming that way to pass me. So I turn around and go out, but I'm almost out of town, and for some reason, I went over the yellow line, and I went past a car. It turns out it was an unmarked police car. Oops. A guy was on duty. So he chased me for, like, 6 miles, and, you know, once we got back and the FBI was there interviewing me, it was a chick and then a guy and then a police officer. And he came in and said, funny part was he said, in my 25-year career, I've never been outran by a female. And I had looked at the FBI lady and I said, well, you did today, bitch. And he just was so, they just started cracking up.
See, they have a sense of humor too.
I've never been outran by a female and I'm like 5 feet tall. So, and I was going 135 and the, it's a pickup truck. It was a Chevy Silverado. So it was pretty fast. I mean, the truck was just shaking and I was just, you know, so.
All right, everybody.
Damn.
3, 2,
wow.
1.
Wow.
Wow.
That was a wow.
Wow.
That was a wow. Wow.
Wow.
Wow.
Things are different. I'm a truck driver now. I've been truck driving for 6 years now. So, and I don't drink or do drugs or anything like
that's
that.
That's good.
And
good.
Nice place. I got a nice car. So, I mean, and I work like 65 to 80 hours a week. So
now she cashes checks.
I like it. A happy ending.
Cash that check. There you go.
Yeah.
Yep.
Man. All right, Robin.
Okay. Yep.
Great story. Thank you.
It's funny hearing Robin.
I know.
Yeah, Robin.
I'm Robin. You. Your last name is you?
Bank Robin.
Thank you, Robin. Now we have a naked skydiver.
Oh, yeah.
Not connected.
Different kind of ball.
Yeah.
Ryan Kanoff, good morning.
Good morning, guys. I'm hoping I have a little better luck than she did.
Seriously.
Yes.
Yeah, you need it.
Now, AJ, Ryan's going to try to do 100 naked skydives in less than 24 hours.
Isn't it cold up there?
Are they going to be in major cities?
I'm going to be down here outside of Tampa, Florida, and okay. It does get cold sometimes. But, you know, when I did 60 in a day, I did it in Nebraska. And I did it on the hottest day of the year in Nebraska. This time I'm in Florida, so it's just always hot. And I'm hoping that plays in my favor.
When you're falling naked, does it sound like someone's blowing into a bottle?
I don't know if it's that or if
where
it's
would
like
that sound be coming from?
Message in the bottle.
Like to blow into a cottage.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that noise?
With
slappy sounds the other side. That's messed up.
Wow.
Do you hold the record now with 60?
Yeah, I currently hold I have that record for the most naked in 24 hours, and I'm a part of all the largest naked formation world records as well.
Wow. So other folks naked. What do you hold? Do you hold hands or each other?
Yeah, yeah. They just is that the ripcord?
Rages now.
No, it's like that keychain.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Wow. That's that's amazing.
How did this start for you?
Well, I did 60 in a day because we lose 60 men every hour, every day to mental health crisis suicide.
Hold on. Let's go back to what made you think I'm going to jump out of an airplane naked.
Yeah.
Well, I had a very close friend, my first skydive student. He took his own life. Unfortunately, we lost him to a mental health tragedy.
Right, sorry.
But before that, he was so excited for his traditional 100th skydive. And traditionally, our 100th skydive is in our birthday suit. And it was like,
is that right?
So
this is not, I never knew that.
This is a nod to him.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
that's really
absolutely
cool.
Absolutely, it was. But yeah, it's tradition. We do that, and he really wanted to do it. He couldn't. He didn't get that opportunity. So I thought I wanted to show how men could be vulnerable and would we need to kind of open up to. But I also wanted to tip my hat to him and show him that we're still thinking about him down here.
Yeah. Wow, this is a whole – you know what? I thought you were kind of a – looking for attention kind of person, and this is so much better.
It's actually very beautiful.
Yeah, it's very beautiful.
Yes.
Now, you know, when I was a kid, skydivers used to come down on their feet.
Yeah.
And then they realized, oh, we break ankles doing that, so we're going to come in on a slide.
Right.
Yeah.
How do you land on your ass?
How do you land?
Yeah, how does that go?
Well, for this one, nowadays, parachutes are square, and we can control them. We can hit the brakes and slow down as we get closer. If you've seen a tandem skydive, they're sliding in like baseball sliding because exactly what you said. We've had people breaking their ankles.
Yeah, right.
But at our level, when you're jumping by yourself, we can land almost exactly like an airplane and just slide in on our feet and then stand up.
Just no Legos.
Oh, wow.
No Legos.
No Legos.
Yeah.
It's
Rick! 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 Rose bushes! Cactus!
Yeah.
Hot pavement! Hot pavement! Hot pavement!
And isn't it freezing cold?
You brought that up. Because one of my very good friends, Tampa Terrence, is going to be attempting the world record for the fastest 100-meter dash on Legos while I'm doing my 100 jumps.
Some lady just did that over in New Zealand. I saw that.
Yeah, and Tampa Terrence is like, hey, I got the strongest feet in the world. That's not okay. So he's going after it.
We want to talk to Tampa Terrence.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get you guys in touch.
Smooth. Right, thank you, brother.
Nice.
Dom just made a great point. You know, the things happen to men in cold weather.
Yeah. Yes. 1,000 feet up.
There's no way to look cool when you land, right?
Yeah.
You know, when I did the 60 in the day, my team manager was quite a bit older than me, and he was like, hey, there's CNNs here. There's cameras everywhere. Do you want one of these Cialis? And I was like 30 years old. Right. So I said, no, dude, I don't. I'll just get a breeze of wind and be like, what's up, guys? I don't need that. And then I realized it was cold, and there were people staring at my junk all day.
So
we're just going to let it ride. You know, it's not something we can fix when we got the BDS or the turtle head going on, but here
elevator
we are.
Elevator button, yes.
Any.
Hey, elevator button, what are you doing?
First of all, the Cialis, that's funny. You land with a big boner.
Oh, yes, you do. Apparently, it actually propelled him back up again.
He's got a black eye.
Right. Oh, kept getting slapped in the face by something.
Yeah.
Ow. Where are those bruise marks from?
Oh, my God.
It inverted my nipple.
So, no tape over it. No, not like you're really naked.
Yeah, Guinness doesn't allow that. I can't wrap anything around my extremities. I can put like Kinesis or kinetic tape on my thighs, just strips of it. I'm not allowed to wrap the leg. But there is a lot of flapping, and I can tell you after doing the 60 in a day, there's going to be definitely some chafing that I deal with.
Right. Yeah.
But, you know, I landed on my butt one time, and when I did the 60 in a day, I skid in and my right butt cheek just kissed the grass, and it let me know, hey, don't do that again. So that's one of the biggest challenges I have is I'm like just going real fast, and 100 landings in a day is got to be 100 perfect landings when I don't have any clothes on.
There's a whole nother thing here. Let's take being naked out of it for a second and just jumping once and successfully is a great feat. 60 is, amazing. 100, how many do you have to, what's the timing on this? And I'm guessing when you have 100 properly packed chutes, you don't have a crew like trying to quickly pack chutes for you while you're down there, right?
No, I have a crew quickly packing a rotation of 5 parachutes.
That's it, just 5.
Yeah, just 5. I'll have one on standby in case I have an emergency situation and I have to use my reserve parachute for any reason. I'll have another one on standby to throw into the rotation. And I hope to be getting out of the airplane every 5 to 7 minutes.
Yeah. You want to pull that corner and see a sandwich come out. Someone's backpack.
That's the wrong pack.
Who wants a ham sandwich?
That sounds bananas. So you have to kind of come down pretty quick, right? You pull your chute as late as possible.
Right.
Come down fast.
You have to get dressed.
Take that chute off.
Right.
Put the other one on. You're probably putting the other chute on in the plane as it's going up, right? So you take one off, jump right in the plane.
I take one off and I grab the other one and I'm putting it on as I'm getting into the plane.
Damn.
Okay, you could save some. Do you have to do it that way? Can you put it on in the plane, or you're jumping out so fast you don't have time to do that?
It would be a risk doing it so fast that way, because I, the way that you put it on, there's not a ton of room in the plane that we're using.
Got
and
it.
I want to be able to make sure that my straps are at least around my legs and around my shoulders. If they're
That's
not
important.
Strapped correctly, well, then I messed up. But if they're at least around those extremities, there's a chance I'm going to still be okay.
Not to mention the poor pilot's going to land and take off 100 times.
Right. Well, how many planes do you have? Two?
I have two, and I have three pilots that will be rotating in and out for us.
Wow.
That's good. That's important.
And does the plane have a bathroom in it?
Don't need one. It's raining over.
Have you ever just peed in the sky?
Is it raining?
Have you ever peed in the sky?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I did three times in the 60-day, and I anticipate I will a lot this time, too. They monitor, the medical team monitors how often I urinate because it's so hot, and they want to make sure that I'm hydrated. So I have to tell them, like, oh, hey, guys, I just peed in the sky.
You see,
and they're like, okay.
Doesn't it just come right back up in your face, pretty much, when you're flying down?
That's some real crap weather out there.
I have to turn around.
What was that?
I do a turn in my harness, so my parachute's flying forward, and then I turn around backwards, so I'm essentially peeing behind me.
Gotcha. So the back of
you don't sit into the wind, you know?
So you don't have a cameraman flying behind you,
right?
There might be.
Not anymore.
Okay.
For a minute.
Wow.
Phil was asking if you eat anything during that day.
Yeah, I'll have snacks in the plane, and we have some great sponsors that'll have a food table out there. I don't think I'll have much time to get to that, but I will have some just nutrients in me, making sure I can keep going.
Gotcha.
Oh, this is, quite amazing. It's
pretty cool.
Way more amazing than I thought just like reading about it.
Yeah. I was picturing people just like handing him Slim Jims as he's running to the next plane.
What jump is this for you?
Right now, I'm currently at 2113.
Wow.
2113 jumps. Wow.
A lot of jumps.
During any of the naked jumps, have you pooped in the air?
No, and we've talked about that. You guys know Steve-O from Jackass.
Yeah, he's been in studio.
I live down here. Yeah, I live right outside Lakeland, Florida, where he's from, and that's where we skydive in Zephyr Hills, where I'll be doing this record attempt. And he was just down here, and we were talking about some things, and I think he'll probably be the one to do that. I imagine he will be.
At 2:30.
2:30.
Ryan Knopf, he's going to attempt making 100 naked jumps in one day next month. What's the date?
We're shooting for a window between the 28th of October and the 7th of November. Because of Florida weather, I need that all day of good weather.
Yeah.
So we got the FAA to give us a window, and it'll be like a call thing. We're going to say, hey, the weather's good today. The pilot will call me at 4:30 in the morning and say, today's going to be your day. And I have to be at the airport by 5:30, ready to rock.
Gotcha.
There's a picture that Ruth put on your guest card. It's you naked coming down with the parachute open, and there's a little smiley face. Guess where?
Hey, look, he's rolling back prices.
That's awesome.
That's the thing.
Hey, Ryan, I'd love to talk to you right before, and then, of course, after. And, yeah,
we'll be live streaming the whole thing.
Awesome.
I have the same tech team as they're coming from Twitch, the platform Twitch. They are amazing at what they do. We're going to have cameras in the plane. We're going to have cameras on the ground, and it's going to be running live stream full the whole time.
And give me the names of the people we're honoring here again.
We got my buddy Sam Kelly, who was very, very close to me. We have my friend Troy, who we lost, that was a skydiver. And Mike, we're gonna. I don't want to offend any families. You know,
I got you.
They'll be with you.
But you know, they're listening somewhere, wherever they are now.
They'll be watching.
They're very, very honored.
Yes,
Ryan Knopf, thanks for coming on, man. We'll talk to you soon.
It was a pleasure. Thank you, Chad.
Always a pleasure. Thank you, brother. Ryan Knopf.
Hey.
do 100 jumps in 24 hours.
I want good luck, one. Man.
Yeah. Naked.
One fully clothed. Oh, yeah. Just that minor detail. Yeah.
Hi. Boss Keith. Top five.
Yeah, like good. Yeah, cool. Bummer traffic news right before my segment.
Yeah, let's do a really, really sad story. Come on in.
Here's Keith. Okay. Okay, so today's top five. My daughter, 2 weeks ago, went off to Providence College. I think I mentioned it here that day. It was part of my top five.
Yeah.
So she's been there a week, and here are the top five things I've learned about the college experience. Number five, no one has TVs, and it's so weird. I went to Syracuse with my TV, my stereo, giant-ass speakers. Nope, my daughter and her roommate showed up with their phones, a laptop, and like a tiny Bluetooth speaker.
That's right.
Wow. And I said, how do we play Rage Against the Machine Killing in the Name Of on this thing that is so small? And she said, no one knows what you're talking about. Please leave this room.
I said, damn, wow. You're embarrassing me.
But like, you know, part of the college experience to me was watching like awesome movies, like with your friends in the dorm, and then playing like your favorite records or CDs or whatever. And I guess there's none of that anymore, and everything's terrible.
Oh, boy.
What do they do as group activities?
That's what I was wondering. So they all huddle around a laptop?
You mean they don't watch Ghostbusters 97 times in a month?
They scroll.
They don't watch Pulp Fiction's my example. So Pulp Fiction comes out on video or whatever, DVD, when I was a sophomore, and we all used to watch it in the dorm.
Right.
But like, I guess they don't, or unless they huddle around the laptop. I hate it.
So they just sit in their rooms.
Don't talk.
They don't talk. They're scrolling through TikTok on their phones with their earbuds.
Right, that's what I was going to say. And she has her, like, earbud things.
Yeah.
Like, earbuds the dog from that movie.
That's right.
I meant earbuds.
Right.
Yeah, AirPods. Yeah, AirPods.
See, that's a mistake I would make.
Right. Yeah. That was an AJ mistake. But earbud, underrated.
I ripped off on them, yeah.
They don't even play video games anymore, because that was big when I went.
Well, I don't know if the dudes do, but like the girls.
You said no one has TVs.
Well, she's in an all-girl dorm.
Okay, well that's a bit of information.
I didn't go to the dudes' dorm. It's like, what's up?
The dudes' dorm might have TVs.
Maybe. All right.
Good. At least for that, right?
I don't ever want to know that because that means she had been in the dudes' dorms. Right. So I'm good with that information.
Right. You stay in the girl dorm.
Dad, guess what? Yeah. Every guy has a TV.
Right. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How do you know that?
It also smells funny in there.
Especially the football team.
Right. Yeah. Number four. You can have all the curfews and all the rules and all the sniffing for vape and weed and booze for years. But once they are 2 hours away, the wheels fall off in minutes. I think she's been out every night until 1:30 in the morning. I have her location on my phone, so I wake up in the middle of the night, and I'm like, what street is this? And every day has a different name.
Would you put a chip in it?
Right. Yeah. It's like Wild Wednesday and Thirsty Thursday and Waste Dad's College Tuition Money Sunday. It's a mess. So last night, I was asleep. She called me at 11:15 and I was like, uh-oh, she's been murdered or she's injured.
Something's wrong.
And I was like, hello? And she's like, oh, I just finished my homework. I was like, well, holy hell, you're home on Thirsty Thursday. But don't worry, because Wednesday night, it was 1:45 she got back to that dorm. On a Wednesday! AJ was waking up. It was Wednesday.
I was waking up. She was going to bed.
I get it. Friday, Saturday nights, go crazy. But Wednesday?
Right.
Ugh. God's sake,
money
Wednesday.
Well spent there.
Yeah. Speaking of number three.
Just take that pile of money and burn it.
Right.
Yeah, might as well.
I did the math, and the amount of money I pay per day at the school equals a one-night stay at the Boston W Hotel. The W Hotel is in the Theater District of Boston and has an excellent bar downstairs. So every night, weeknight, that she's drinking vitamin water and vodka and missing her alarm to go to the next class, I could be at the W having a wonderful time. So I don't like that so much.
No.
And vitamin water and vodka, like, what are we doing?
That is awful.
She was in a basement dungeon the other day. Like, she said, it was awesome. It was like, and I was like, well, what was it? She was like, it was $10 to get in. It was like a house. It's like if you went to AJ's house and went to his basement, and I was like, well, was the music cool? It wasn't.
Actually,
and,
my dining room.
Right. They were charging for drinks. Like an illegal sort of speakeasy. And I was like, all right. And she was like, I didn't buy any because they look sketchy and they were pouring them. I was like, finally a good decision.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Unless you're lying, which you probably are.
Yeah, probably.
Number two. Do we have to dress like we're on Love Island every night? She sent me a few photos of her in front of her dorm in a class, and it was all nice and fun, good photos. Then I go to her Instagram, and it is a different story. Certainly wearing clothes I never knew she owned, and all of it is a lot. It's shirts that if I saw in her closet at home, that they would accidentally disappear.
Oops, okay,
maybe you left them at your friend's. Maybe the dryer ate them. I don't know. Maybe they're your mom's house. Who's to say? But there was a shirt she's wearing on her Instagram that isn't a shirt. You remember the old, it used to be, it was like Fredericks of Hollywood.
Yeah.
These like old sort of lingerie stores that used to exist.
Right.
It was definitely from that catalog.
Oh boy.
If it still exists.
Oh boy.
I said, whatever this is should not be worn in a public setting. There should be a law against it. This is a Catholic school.
Getting multiple texts asking for your daughter's Instagram.
You should have sent it to an Amish school.
Right. And the number one thing I learned, which
Dom,
is
you could just ask out loud. You don't have to text.
And the number one thing I've learned, which is actually a positive, is the cafeterias are certainly better than they used to be. So when I went, there was like three choices. It was burger, grilled chicken, hot dogs. And I had hot dogs every day for 4 years.
That is actually the right choice.
Right.
Syracuse, that was what you did.
Her cafeteria is basically like seven restaurants. So there's like a fake Chipotle and then a fake Cava and then a cheesesteak place. It's really amazing. And what she's been eating has been out of this world. But that's where my money's going.
Yeah.
So it's going to basement dungeon parties and this like wonderful cafeteria. And not for class or professors or whatever. She was supposed to join clubs yesterday. Did she? Who knows? So that's where we're at. Yeah.
She joined the dungeon club.
Half naked dance off or whatever the hell it is. So that's what's going on if you wanted to know. 1 week of college.
Wow. You'll be working in radio until you're 99.
Right, it's true.
We'll never
All right.
Thank you.
Jazz and AJ. Boss Keith. Top 5.